It is Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass. This episode we're going to be talking about season 3, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So, roll you a blunt, crack you a beer if that's your thing, eat a mushroom, kick back, relax, and listen to Dipshit Dal rant about season 3 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Just a sidebar that I'm adding in at the end. To the beginning, whatever, mind fuck for you. I could sit here, and it's a mind game that I was playing while doing the creating the title of this one, and I could just take one thing out of each of these episodes and make a sentence. They're gonna be pretty offensive sentences. What would be funny, and I might try it out, is doing three of the Always Sunny, like reviewing three episodes in one of my episodes. So if I did that, and then for example, it would be Dumpster Babies in NFL. Shit. Okay, so Dumpster Babies in NFL. Grave Robbery. So that would be able to cover those three. And then if I went like Hostage, Body Shaming, North Koreans. That could be three through six. Sell out fake news for retards. That could be three through. My bad. That could be seven through nine. And then serial killer. Registered sex offender, whacked. That would be 10 through 11. And then whacked bums dance competition. Whacking Bums Dance Competition. Where's that at on bum fights? But I'm just saying, I'm troubled on what to call this one. I tried to include something offensive from each one of the episodes, but it's a long run-on for a title. As well as this little side thought of how to title this episode the best offensively way. Here is Dipshit Dal's rant on season 3 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, so season 3, it always starts off. Oh, my bad. I was recording the intro and I was just gonna roll into the episode and the blunt that I had rolled was too perfect, too much smoke was coming through, and it was just hidden whenever, yeah, whatever, I don't need to sit here and bless my blunt rolling skills, but you know, someone's got to do it. Season 3 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia starts out hot. The first episode is the gang finds a dumpster baby. Now, if you're listening along to the Always Sunny podcast, they're not quite to season 3 yet, and there's a bunch of other podcasts out there that's going over each episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm not wanting to do each episode. It just seems like that's too much of a thing, so I'm going season to season on it. And season 3, episode 1, the gang finds a dumpster baby, and you know, there we're faced with the question we all often answer or ask ourselves that if we find a baby in a dumpster, what is the right thing to do? Now, do we fork the baby over to authorities and they are put into the foster system? It's a brutal, brutal system, and risk the child growing up to be a MK Ultra experiment and becoming a Charles Manson. Do you keep the baby and keep that responsibility on you? Do you raise the baby to become like a child actor? Basically, you just like tell the kid right when you find him in the dumpster, hey, this isn't going to be an emotional thing. This is going to be strictly financial biz. So you do what you want. And they're like, okay, dad. And you're like, I'm not your dad. That's what you do with the dumpster babies. You keep them so well, you could get them into show biz. But back in season 3 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, whenever they found the dumpster baby and they tried to get the baby, not the baby, they tried to get the baby onto, like, they tried to make him become an acting baby. And they said that the baby was not the right skin color because the baby was white. The baby wasn't able to be casted in anything because then was at a time when Hollywood was looking for more of the Latinx persuasion of things. And when this come out, 2007 was when season 3 came out. So yeah, of course, whenever you find a baby, you try and make it become a Gerber baby. You really want to raise him to become your own. Maybe you find a dumpster baby and you raise it to become the new Corey Feldman. And that's what you can do. You can be raising your very own crazy person who was on some movies that I really enjoyed. But just because the person is a crazy person doesn't mean that you can't enjoy the work that they've previously done. Episode 2 is The Gang Gets Invincible. That's one where they first introduce Green Man. Green Man's a cool character on Always Sunny, and Green Man is portrayed by Charlie Day. Charlie basically gets blackout drunk and puts on the Green Man suit. In this case, he ends up getting dosed with acid. The old Ari Shaffir trick. They put acid in his beer. Frank put acid in Charlie's beer, and Charlie starts tripping balls. And they go, Mac and Dennis try out for the Philadelphia Eagles because the Eagles got tired of everyone submitting a thing saying that they should be able to try out. So, if there's say there's 1,000 people in the NFL, that's the 1,000 best players. I don't even know if those numbers are right. If there's 400 in the NBA, it's the 400 best fucking players. So the idea that everyone should be able to try out for it is just fucking crazy. So they do something on that where it's D ends up being the best one trying out for anything, and then it's like, oh yeah, a girl could play football, and then her bones shatter, and because she's got a bird skeleton. Season 3, episode 3 was Dennis and D's mom is dead. That's when Frank runs in, and he's announcing that their whore mother is dead, and they're like, yeah, nice try, buddy. You tried that beginning of season 2. And he's like, no, this time it's for real. And that's when they find out that they're cut out of the will. And, Dennis is supposed to get the house on the sole condition that Frank can never be there. And it's a whole thing where they're trying to scam and get the house, and the guys want to make a new friend, and they make a dick poster because the best way to make new friends in a non-gay way is to make a dick poster and walk it around and hand it out to dudes who you want to chill with in your party mansion. and just put nothing sexual a bunch of times on the invitation. Also in season three, that's whenever we realized that Deandra was a mistake. I mean, her and Dennis were twins, but she was a mistake. And then Dee and Frank arranged to try and get married so that way they can get all the inheritance money from Bruce, who is Dee and Dennis's real dad. And he lets it play through all the way towards the end, whenever Dee and Frank are supposed to be getting married, and Dennis is having it at the house that he's not supposed to be having Frank at. So that's interesting on that one. It was funny. Number four is the gang gets held hostage. The gross ass McBoyles make another appearance on this one. And they show up and they take over the bar and hold the people hostage because on the Philadelphia Eagles episode, Frank ended up shooting one of their many of kinfolk in the leg and ruining him being on the Eagles. So they show up to take the bar hostage, and there Frank's trying to hide his will to get Dee and Dennis out of it, and he ends up having Charlie signed onto his will as the main person. So he's trying to find it to destroy it, and the gang's trying to screw each other over to see who would survive. Episode 5 is the Aluminum Monster versus Fatty Magoo. That one, Dee was the Aluminum Monster because of her bird bones and the fact that she had to wear a scoliosis suit growing up. And then she had a childhood nemesis, Fatty Magoo, who has now become a fashion designer. So they think that they could get into the fashion biz. And Dennis designs some very, very lucrative sketches where he's drawing big busted woman and really no dresses, but it's just a big, big busted woman. And nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with his drawings, you know? But it's not really giving them designs to go off of anything. And they end up wanting to have a fashion off. And yeah, they become seamsters and have a sweatshop. Episode 6 is the gang solves the North Korean situation. And, a Korean restaurant opens, a Korean pub opens up, and it's causing some problems because they got a microbrew and there's a pirate involved. It's a whole crazy, crazy North Korean situation going on there. And then the gang sells out. They get offer to be bought out of the bar. And as non-partners of the bar, Dee and Charlie are forced to go onto the job market and find an actual job. And, what the fuck else happened on that one? Yeah, they had to do real work. God damn it. I don't remember. Episode 8, they started fake news and they wanted to become a news reporter on public access TV. Dennis is becoming quite popular in the club scene, trying to become a internet celebrity. So he's at the club trying to break his way in, and he's becoming a club kid, taking Molly and dancing his little heart out. And Mac is becoming a reporter, and they are just making up news stories and filming them. And they put some kittens in a well, and then they put some kittens trapped in a building, and all of these things they caught on fire, and then they caught it on fire as Dee was trying to save the kittens. So that episode's Frank sets Sweet Dee on fire. But they're incorporating fake news, and they're trying to make their own stories happen. Back in 2007, that's what was going on Always Sunny. Episode 9 is called Sweet D Dating a Retarded Person. And that's whenever we are introduced to the character Kevin Gallagher, who, in Dennis's words, says he is a retard. And that Kevin was a kid who was in the special classes. And every way this kid acts, he is definitely retarded. In the senses, I'm speaking in a 2007 form of the word, but the kid's clearly off in the head. He's been a little bit touched, as they say here, in that I've heard people at work be like, oh, you're a little bit touched, ain't you, sweetie? Yeah, that's a nice way of being like, you are a fucking wow. Oh, right. So Kevin's a rapper, and Dennis the whole time is trying to prove that he is mentally handicapped, and the entire time, anytime that it goes to where D is like, why didn't I see it? And then he switches it, and he's like, oh no, he's not. And then, so he's got her going on a whole flip-flop thingy of, is he, isn't he, R-worded. That's a dumb word. And, but he, at the end, his rap skills, pretty dope. And, episode 10 is Mac is a serial killer. And this one, there's a serial killer on the prowl. And D suggests that since the serial killer seems to be going after attractive young blonde women, that she should be the bait for it. And they're all like, I mean, you're blonde, but you're not young and attractive. So that's out. And she's trying to prove that she could be bait. And she's standing out in some hoish outfit in the freezing cold. And Dennis is hiding in the bushes with a thermos of soup, and it's a Fraggle Rock thermos. And then the pimp Pepperjack comes up, and he wants to negotiate and says that D is going to be one of his best bitches. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not. And he slaps her, and he's like, oh, no, bitch, you speak when you're spoken to. And it's a whole thing, you know, puts her in her place as it should be. Pimping it easy, you know? Episode 11 is Dennis looks like a registered sex offender. And on that one, the prison's released a bunch of people, and they decide that there's someone to be released from the prison who is a pedophile, who looks just like Dennis, but more of a fat face. And so DeAndre tries to convince Dennis that he should roll around about town and convince everyone that he's not the pederast. So he's wandering around town, and everyone's calling him a pervert and a pig. And eventually they approach the pederast, and the pederast is just Glenn Howard in a fat suit, basically. And he's like, oh no, I love it, man. You're out there taking all the heat. I'm in here watching Disney Junior. You know, it's a fucking perfect situation. And then a kid comes up and says that all types of nasty rumors are going to come up if he doesn't move. So it's a funny episode. And then they had their first two-parter on season 3. And it's the gang gets whacked. And basically, you know, typical situation that could happen to anyone. Some coke falls off the back of a truck. Or some pills fall off the back of a truck. And then you flip it for some coke. And then bada boom, bada bing, fucking mafia is in on it. And it's their coke. And then you try to sell it back to them. The old classic selling the coke back to the person who it was supposed to go to thing. It's happened to all of us. And then we got episode 14, bums making a mess all over the city, and they find a bum making the beef stroganoff back behind the bar. And They talk about the homeless problem before everyone else has been talking about the homeless thing, and it doesn't matter what city you're in, there's homeless people. It's getting worse, but I mean, what exactly is homeless, you know? In their mind, they might be like multiple, like a real estate mogul. It might be like, I own that cardboard, I own that tent, I own this block is mine, this city is mine. That might be how they look at it. I mean, put yourself in their shoes. They might be happy in their situation. Season 3, episode 15, the gang dances their asses off. And on that one, they put the bar up they put the bar, like the deed up to the bar in a dancing competition. And it's really like a endurance test of how who can dance the longest, and it becomes a whole thing where they start turning on each other, and Rickety Cricket is, back in the mix. He's a homeless person at this point, because D's a terrible person and got him to leave the clergy. And so yeah, that's 15 episodes of Always Sunny in Philadelphia in like less than 20 minutes. You're welcome. That is just the Stone Telephone version of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, season 3. And I don't know. Thug Life.